With me in the studio this morning is Joshua David Smith, who is directing Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits at Springfield Little Theater, both in the Landers Theater live and with a live video stream as well, if you want to take that option. Josh, what kind of differences and changes have had to take place to actually get this up and on the stage? And
Well, it's been a challenge just because we've done the show before at Nathan P. Murphy's downtown on South Campbell, which was kind of a more intimate setting. And so kind of taking the show that has been such a, with such a strong fan base here in Springfield, and moving it to the Lander stage was quite different, just with the amount of stage that there is for us to use.
Right.
So that's had some tweaks to the show, but also just kind of maintaining social distancing with our actors, just to kind of make sure everyone's just as safe as possible as well, added some challenges as well. But no, it's been exciting to kind of take it to the big leagues, and just we're excited to bring this to a larger scale and a bigger audience.
Now, how many? So you've got a four-person cast, I guess, and Dana McConville, Zoe Zelonke, Jared Kate, and Chip Holderman.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic
and
performers.
And Chris Langston is your music director.
Correct. Yep.
Now, as you said, Forbidden Broadway does kind of have a following, has a big following, actually. Mm-hmm. But if people may not be familiar with that, and particularly with this show, Greatest Hits, if you might tell us a little bit about what people will be able to see on this show.
Yeah, absolutely. So Forbidden Broadway started in the 1980s in New York City, written by Gerard Alessandrini. And so throughout the years, he just takes these popular Broadway shows and just creates these spoofs or satires to kind of poke fun at the shows themselves or the actors that have made those shows famous. So for the Greatest Hits, we kind of just took the best of the best and put them together in this show. So when you come to see the show, you expect to see songs and actors from Cats, Les Mis, Annie, Wicked, Fiddler on the Roof, Mamma Mia, just all the classics that everyone knows and loves. And we just kind of take 2 hours to poke fun at them.
Right. Now we should mention that you already opened last night, right?
We did. Yeah.
Yep. So how did that go? How'd your opening night?
It was wonderful. Opening nights are always great. And we're expecting even larger crowds going into this weekend. And it's just so exciting to have live music and live theater again.
People are starved for it. The performers are starved for it. The theaters who need the revenue are starved for
right.
it. Well, all right. The performances are the usual Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoons at 2, now through September 20th.
Correct. Yep.
At the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. And you will also, if you don't feel ready to come back live to the theater, but you still want to see the show, LT is live streaming each night at 7:30.
Yes.
So this isn't pre-recorded. This will be the live show that night as it's happening.
Right.
And that will be available where?
So that you can find information for that on our website at springfieldlittletheater.org. There is a live stream ticket option available as you purchase tickets, as usual.
And when you buy the streaming ticket for the streaming version, you'll get an email with a link to watch it.
Correct.
And that link will be actually, you don't have to watch it live necessarily. It'll be good for 24 hours from the time you receive the email.
Right.
But it will be available live if you really want to. You know, it's on it. They're doing it right now. It's 7:30 p.m. I'm going to sit down and watch
that. Action. Yep.
Exactly right. Now, currently with social distancing, the Landers, which usually has a capacity of something like 600, you're only seating 120 or at most right now, something like that.
Right.
You are seating both the orchestra floor and the balcony, both.
Correct. We want to make sure people have the best view. But still maintaining that space between each guest.
Now, audience members, if you're coming to the show live, audience members are forbidden from choosing their own seats.
Right, that is correct.
You've got a seating chart.
Right, we do have a seating chart. We kind of make those calls on our own just to make sure that everyone does have that space between them. It just kind of makes the whole process a little easier, more streamlined.
In fact, your seating assignment will be sent to you via email when you order tickets.
Right.
face masks required for all audience members. Mm-hmm. Staff and volunteers are all wearing face masks. Mm-hmm. The lobby, it will be closed before, during, and after performances. When you come in, you just go right into the auditorium.
That is correct.
Just right into the theater itself, and no concessions available for much the same reason. And we've already talked about this with other shows. The audiences will be dismissed by row after the show, so the ushering staff is, you know, really right. kind of in control there.
They are.
And again, if you don't want to come to the theater, you can, for the same price, I guess tickets range from $20 to $30. Mm-hmm. Either way, you can buy access to either a live stream, or you can watch it within 24 hours. You'll receive a link by email if you go online to springfieldlittletheater.org and purchase tickets for the streaming version. You'll get an email with a link that you can watch it either live at 7:30 p.m. or 2 p.m. on the show days, or you have 24 hours to actually watch that. You can, for information, call the Landers box office from noon to 5 p.m. at 869-1334, or probably more convenient in this case, go to springfieldlittletheater.org to order your tickets. SLT wants to ensure that all the audience members have a safe return to the theater. So, yeah, if you're experiencing COVID-19-like symptoms or sick and feeling ill in any way, just stay home. They'll mm-hmm. they'll catch up with you another time. Or stay home, watch it on the live stream. That might be the best way to go about it if you're not quite feeling up to snuff. But Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits opened last night and continues through Sunday the 20th at the Landers. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m., with limited seating in the theater and a live online stream. And if you order online tickets, if you order the stream, you'll get a link, an email with a link in it to direct you to that stream that you'll have 24 hours to watch. Anything else we need to know about the show?
Yeah, just come expecting to laugh for a solid 2 hours.
There you go.
Phenomenal performers, great music, and just lots of laughs.
All right, that's Joshua David Smith, director of Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits at Springfield Little Theater at the Landers. And well, thanks for being in here this morning. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.